We must understand and end the human rights disaster that is occurring in occupied Palestine, and one way we can do that is by listening to voices that we would never hear otherwise. To hear Palestinian voices that go unheard in the corporate and state media, tune into this radio station every week. This is Kristen S. reporting from occupied Palestine.
On Friday, the International Court of Justice ruled in favor of the Palestinians against the Israeli construction of the apartheid wall. 14 out of the 15 judges in the court in Lehi ruled that the construction is illegal against international law and that it must be removed. They also told the Israelis that they need to give reparations for Palestinians who lost their land in the process through the policy of land confiscation on the part of the Israeli government. What's happened since then is that the Israeli government is hedging on honoring this. There's been a lot of debate within the Israeli government whether or not they should honor it. And of course, with Israel's abysmal record of honoring international law, no one really expects that they're going to go along with this. But something that has happened that shocked people is that the UN is coming out against the Palestinians in this. In one of the first times, in history, considering that there are so many UN resolutions passed in favor of the Palestinians and against the state of Israel and its illegal practices and occupation inside the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Nabil Abu Rudin, the President Arafat's advisor, says that he thinks that the UN statements that are coming out now are in response to the Lehi ruling, and that somehow the people in the UN through the U.S. are feeling extra pressured to do something against the Palestinians. And so what the envoy has said, and that Kofi Annan has backed him up in saying, is that the Palestinian Authority is going to crumble and that it's not living up to its obligations loosely under international law or roadmap qualifications, except they didn't exactly name them. They just said things like the Palestinian Authority, regardless of the fact that President Arafat is under siege in the Mukotta and Ramallah, he still isn't doing enough to fight terror, in the words of the UN, and that it hasn't done enough to implement reforms. Of course, when Saad Arafat, the chief Palestinian negotiator, spoke with Colin Powell and said that the Palestinians were planning to have elections, Colin Powell told him not to do it. And so what kind of reforms the U.S. and the U.N. at this point are expecting of the Palestinians is unclear. It seems that every time the Palestinians try to do something, they're cut off mid-sentence. And so in the meantime, while this ruling came in against the construction of the wall, construction is continuing. Not only is it not being taken down, but it is going on. This week in Bethlehem's Ida refugee camp, Israeli occupation soldiers opened fire on kids who were nearby the wall and shot a 17-year-old in the leg and put him in the hospital for this. And now the construction is going on. There are Israeli soldiers sitting right in front of the wall with their guns, making sure that no one is going to talk to us about why he's made this film and what the process is like.
Hi, my name is Aladdin. I'm a filmmaker from Palestinian Satellite Channel. I made a documentary about the wall, exactly about the effects from the wall to the child, Palestinian child. The documentary's name is Message from Child. In this documentary, we have a message for all of the world about how the Palestinian people feel in a new fact, a bad world. We have many effects from the world. It's about a human being. The wall is destroyed, the relationship between Palestinian people, they destroyed the family's relations, and if you want to go and to see your cousin or your uncle as example, he's not far to your house, it's around 200 meters. You cannot to go because there is a very big wall. A new example is about the religion. As you know, there is the Palestinian land. It's a very, very religious, holy land place. There is a road between Bethlehem, where is the Nativity Church, and to the Jerusalem. And this way, before 2,000 years, when the Jesus come here in Bethlehem, he chose this way, and it's like every Christmas, every year, the Cardinal used this way for to go and give the lamp or something like this light from Jerusalem to Bethlehem. But after the wall, after the Israeli army built the wall, they cannot to pass or through this way. They have to choose another way, and it's very bad for the religion. The Aska, Al-Aqsa Mosque, is in Jerusalem, and the Muslim people, they cannot to pass Jerusalem and to be in with God to 1 minute or 2 minutes. You need the permission if you want to go to ask God for something. It's very hard life here, and the documentary has a message for all the people in the world, just to put them in the situation here, and after that they can go and search and know what is the real fact about this wall in the Palestine. We have a little child. He's 7 years old. He left his house because the Israeli army destroyed his house and left them to go out of this house just because they want to build this bad wall. This child have a friend. She's a girl, and she's in eight years old, and he spoke with her many times, and he played with her at all of his life. But after the war, he cannot to see her again, and he cannot to play with her, and he reminds all the good things before the war. And after the war, he cannot to play with her, he cannot to see her, and he cannot go with her to the church or to the mosque. This message, I hope all the world see this documentary just for one reason, to see what is the democracy mean. The democracy, it's not meaning to build walls or something like this. And we have one message. We leave it just for the humans who saw this documentary. It's about the freedom. There is no freedom to the Palestinian people with like this wall or like this checkpoint or like this life. And thanks for this radio, and all of my thanks for all the humans whom love the peace, and I am the one from the Palestinian people who love the peace and want to live with the Israeli people in the peace, but with our land. We cannot leave this land by any way. I just have one point. It's a last point, I think. This wall, let all the Palestinian people leave this country because they have no money, they have no food, they have no ration, at least they have no life. And I hope from all the people in this world can show this documentary and to know the facts and to go ahead to destroy this wall and to get back for the Palestinian people and our land and that's it. Thank you very much.
Thanks for speaking with us, Eladin El-Abed, Palestinian journalist and filmmaker. His latest film on the Israeli apartheid wall is called Message from the Child. While we're conducting this interview, we're trying to pass a checkpoint inside of the West Bank and are not being allowed to go through. This democracy that the Israelis speak of course, comes in the form of soldiers pointing guns at us and shouting at us to go back, not letting Palestinians move from one Palestinian town to the next. This is what the situation continues to be, regardless of any sort of international court of justice ruling. We don't see the Israelis making any moves to honor that ruling or any other UN resolution, nor the Fourth Geneva Conventions or any other type of international law at this point. It's really tragic what we're watching happening, and just to get out the information is very, very difficult. The filmmaker we've been speaking to has spent several months just trying to get the just trying to get access to the outside to get this film out and to get the editing taken care of on the machines that he needs to do it, because the facilities are difficult to reach under these conditions. If you want to get more information about this film, you can go through my email address from the Palestine News Network. It's kristen@palestinenet.org. Thanks for listening this week. Reporting from Abu Dhabi's West Bank in the occupied West Bank of Palestine, I'm Kristen S.